It's one of the biggest political stories of 2018. Democrats working to retake Congress from the Republican majority in an effort to rein in Donald Trump. One place that's considered to be key to that push is Orange County, a part of the country that used to be a bastion of the GOP. KCRW's Saul Gonzalez looks at how that's changing.
It's early evening, and two dozen friends and neighbors have gathered at a home in Irvine. They've come to meet Democratic congressional candidate Katie Porter.
I just want to ask, how many of you have come to an event like this before to hear someone running for office speak?
A professor of law at UC Irvine, Porter is one of seven Democrats trying to unseat Republican incumbent Mimi Walters in California's 45th congressional district. Porter's message, Democrats can win in this district and others in Orange County.
This is going to be one of the most competitive races in the country. We know that the Republicans are going to pour millions of dollars into holding on to this seat. It is our year. It's our year to turn Orange County blue.
Turning Orange County blue. Not so long ago, that would have seemed far-fetched. The OC, after all, was once a Republican bastion, the place that catapulted native son Richard Nixon to national political prominence, and the county with the highest percentage of GOP voters in the state.
Thank you all very much.
Listen to how Ronald Reagan described Orange County when he addressed a rapturous crowd there in 1988.
You are living proof of something that I have said over and over again. Orange County is where the good Republicans go before they die.
No wonder Reagan said that. He got more than double the vote in Orange County than his opponents when he was elected and reelected to the presidency.
You know, you had to be an absolute purist to get elected here.
As a Republican.
That's Jimmy Camp, a longtime Orange County Republican political consultant and the former director of operations for the California GOP.
You couldn't get elected in Orange County if you weren't in lockstep with absolute sort of conservative party principles.
But Camp says Republicans' grip on Orange County politics is fading as the county gets more diverse and voters' views get more nuanced.
A lot of it's because of changing demographics and that kind of thing, but it's also been changing attitudes, which we really saw in this last election.
That's the 2016 election. Republican Donald Trump won the White House, but he lost Orange County to Hillary Clinton by 39,000 votes. Before Clinton, the last Democratic presidential candidate to win in the county was Franklin Roosevelt in 1936. And it was Trump's election that prompted a stampede of Democrats to run for Congress. That includes Katie Porter, who wants to represent such Orange County communities as Mission Viejo and Irvine.
I did spend the first day sad, I'll be honest with you. And then the day after, I decided I wanted to run.
Porter and other Democratic candidates even hope some Orange County Republicans are so fed up with Donald Trump, they'll consider leaving their party for good. Political operative Jimmy Camp knows something about that. When Donald Trump was nominated as a Republican Party's presidential candidate, Camp bolted from the GOP and became an independent.
It was emotional and gut-wrenching for me to do it, but I couldn't sit there as he accepted the nomination. I couldn't justify it to my friends, to my family, to my son, that I'm a Republican.
But Democrats running in Orange County say disgust with Trump will only take them so far. Republican incumbents are well-entrenched and financed. In the 45th congressional district, Congresswoman Mimi Walters, who declined our request for an interview, has over $1.5 million in her political war chest and is expected to raise much more. That's why when talking to voters, challenger Katie Porter emphasizes the need for organization and money.
We're going to have to use every tool. We're going to have advertisements on radio, on TV, and that all takes money.
But Jimmy Camp sees something more valuable than money shaping Orange County's political landscape this election year: enthusiasm. He says Democrats have it and Republicans don't, at least not yet.
It's not like, hey, I'm a Republican and I'm super hyped on Donald Trump, so I'm going to go vote in a midterm, as opposed to I'm a progressive 23-year-old female and I'm pissed off and angry and I've never voted in my life, but you know, you're gonna have to tie me up to keep me away from the polls. That's what I'm seeing.
Statewide, Democrats are targeting all Republican California congressional districts that voted for Hillary Clinton. They call them the California Seven. For KCRW, I'm Saul Gonzalez.